What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Verzi Effect Podcast Show. My name is Paul Verzi. You guys are listening to episode 498. That's right, guys. Just a couple away from 500. We're working on 500, what we're going to do. We have some really cool ideas, some cool guests in mind. So we'll definitely keep you updated with that. I want to thank everybody right at the top of the show for all of your ratings, reviews. Thank you guys so much. The show has grown four times in the last 6 months of where it was at. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Please like, subscribe, rate, review, get the Verzi Effect Podcast everywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere that you get your podcasts. Really, really appreciate it. And the more you do that, the more the show moves up. Also, thanks to all of the listeners of Anything Better with myself and Bill Burr that have moved over and also have added the Verzi Effect to their, you know, to their, I don't know, plethora of comedy podcasts. So a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. Sorry also too about the Anything Better not coming out last week. We had some stuff going on, just scheduling conflicts with both of us. And this week we are coming out. We're coming out strong. We're going to have a good one. So that will be back. Please like and subscribe that. That one has its own YouTube channel. And like and subscribe the Verzi, the Paul Verzi YouTube channel, which we launched during this pandemic. And it's going great because of you guys. Now, let's get into the show. A lot of stuff to talk about, man. There's a lot of shit going on. And I don't want to overlap onto Anything Better. There's a lot of stuff going on with, like, NBA games having fans either run on the field, run on the court, throwing bottles down to the bench, throwing stuff on the court, spitting on players. I'm trying to figure out what is happening. Okay. Not even from a sports standpoint. Forget that you hate a player. Forget that you like a player. Forget all that shit. Why are crowd? The only thing I could think of, and I would think it would be the opposite, but the only thing that I could think of is people that have been inside with COVID. I feel like the dumb animals, okay? Let's be honest. There's a lot of dumb animals. Dumb, shitty people. Can we agree? I think we could all agree on that. There's a lot of dumb, shitty people in the world. So those dumb, shitty people also sat in their house for a year. The good people, they sat in their house and they were with their family and they made the most of it and they watched movies and TV and they read books and they spent time with their children and they enjoyed their leisure and they made the most of it and they cooked at night and it was a nice thing. But mixed in that are dumb, shitty people who probably, you know, did stupid shit. And I think that those people got out like a, you know, like an animal that's been caged and they go to these sporting events. Why the fuck? Come on. I'm trying to fucking talk here, man. Anyway, they go to these sporting events and they act a fool. They get drunk. They're out for the first time. They don't know how to behave. These are the people. I feel like those people that do that are the people that when there's not a pandemic would, like, you know, start a fight. Like, those are the people that are, like, be in jail, like dumb shit. Okay. I think so. You gotta be really, think about this for a second. You gotta be really either dumb or just a shitty person to finally be allowed to go into an arena. Okay. I took my son to the Knicks game. And I got to tell you, it was so fucking amazing. That feeling of being in there, seeing over 16,000, being with my son knowing that his dad performed there mid-court, or sorry, hockey fans, mid-ice, whatever, but standing mid-court, middle, in the round, 18,000. Had the set of my life. I tore the place down. My son and I are now there for a Knicks game, watching my first playoff game and his first playoff game. And we win in the fourth quarter comeback. Amazing game. And you're seeing that. And we have that memory. And all of those people in that building have that memory. And I saw somebody threw a bottle from the top down near the Knicks bench. And I'm just going, like, for you to be able to be in that arena again, be out in life again, be out there doing all the things that you've been deprived of doing for the last year, being afraid, probably anxiety, all kinds of shit that's gone on. Not to mention all the political shit you saw, protests, riots, all of the shit that's been going on. And now they're opening the doors and you're going to spit on a fucking player. You're going to throw a bottle. What? It just lets you know, man, like certain people just like, that's why I'm all for that shit being a felony. I'm not even joking. Oh no, it's cute. He just wanted to get on TV. Fuck you, dude. That's a felony. You should seriously, here's the deal. The same way in a comedy club, all right? And then I got some other shit to talk about. I want to talk about these movies and how I think they're like telegraph and shit. But before I do that, let me just say, I think that the same way in a comedy club, when you're about to walk into a comedy club, there should be a disclaimer. There should be a disclaimer. You're going to hear things about sexual orientation. You're going to hear things about drugs. You're going to hear things about illness like AIDS and cancer. You're going to hear things about special needs people. You're going to hear things about people in wheelchairs. You're going to hear things about politics that you might disagree with. You're going to hear all kinds of shit that are being attempted to put humor on it by these professional comedians. And if you are offended, you have no right now to say that. You have no right to complain. You have no right to get up and cause a scene. This is what you're walking into. So you can put that bullshit aside and go and enjoy yourself, or go with your fucking pain in the ass, complainy friends, and go to a diner. That's it. And if that's said, and that's something that's like agreed upon, then nobody can say shit. Same thing with a ball game. I don't care whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey. It should be very simple. If you are in this arena, if you are at this field, if you are at this court, whatever event, soccer, all of them, if you get caught purposely throwing a bottle in malice to hurt somebody, to throw it down to somebody, if you run on the field or the court, if you spit on somebody, you are going to do at least a year in jail and you will have a felony on your record the rest of your life. It's very simple. If you do that shit, it doesn't happen. Okay? Now, I'm not saying the president of the Philippines is right or wrong, but that dude that was basically like, hey, if you get caught out in the streets, shot and dead right there. Listen, might be a little, that guy's a stick. Let's be honest. That kid's a fucking stickler. All right? You know, you got a president going like, if you're out in the streets, you're going to get shot and killed on the spot. I mean, in India, at least they were whacking you with sticks to get you in the house. I mean, this guy's basically like, this is the same guy that was like with the drugs and the drug dealers. He's like, kill everybody. Just draw people buying and selling. Everybody just gets killed. But here's the thing. When that dude said that, there was no, what's it called? There was no people doing that anymore. There was nobody in the streets anymore. So I know, obviously you drop a bottle, you drop something in the fuck, you drop something. Yeah, I'm talking about like that kid in Boston. And I love, like, you could read his lips. He goes, oh, that guy's a fucking pussy. Like, that was his excuse, which is hilarious. But I just feel like once you know the rules, and it should just be said. It should just be said at the beginning, if anything is thrown to you, you will be in jail for a year and you will have a felony on your record. And guess what's going to happen after one or two people have that happen and they really do stick with that, then it's going to stop happening. So very easy, actually, not a hard. I don't understand why comedy clubs don't. Oh, yeah, there was somebody really upset. You know, because you touched on something that affected her. Okay. I remember talking to a comedian. He was like, yeah, I talked about this. This woman got up crying and left. Okay. Well, that doesn't happen if they know that's going to, you're going to talk about that. You what are you going to be on stage and go, yeah, man, so my uncle got shot. And then somebody in the crowd's uncle was shot and killed. They get up and start crying. It's like, you're going to hear that shit. You just got to understand that's what you're going to hear. So anyway, I let's get off that. Let's talk about something that I think is interesting to talk about. And again, I'm going solo on the Verzi Effect this week. We will have a guest soon. If you guys have any ideas for guests, let me know. But it seems to be, you guys seem to like the solos. I like doing the solos too. Sometimes I just get shit off of my chest. I saw this movie on Netflix, Army of the Dead. And I got to be honest, I really liked it. It was entertaining. Not like, I mean, listen, it's not The Godfather. I mean, it's just one of those entertaining, you know, zombie movie, zombie apocalypse, and also mixed in with a Vegas heist. And I thought it was really entertaining and really good. But here's my question. Are zombies coming? Is zombies gonna be a thing, right? Like, I don't mean like, I don't know. Cause just hear me out on this. Now I doubt it. And I know you're gonna be like, Paul, really? Is that what you're gonna talk about? Are zombies real? No, but just hear me out on this. Just a thought I had, I wanted to bring this up. You know how Steven Spielberg, they say that Steven Spielberg's E.T. was kind of in reference to an alien that they really found, right? And Hollywood finds some stuff out, and big Hollywood people find some stuff out because they're, you know, they're have connections and they know things and they have friends in power and blah, blah, blah. And they hear stories and then they make movies about the stories. Now, I don't know if E.T. was made because a real alien was discovered, but, you know, Jackie Gleason was friends with Richard Nixon. There's that famous story that Jackie Gleason came home one day, his wife saw him, he was pale as a ghost, and he says that he was taken to some naval thing and he saw something, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He saw aliens and UFOs and all kinds of shit. Now we're being told that those UFOs that were seen by fighter pilots and commercial pilots aren't from this world and that real UFOs exist. We're being told that. In 1973, and I've told the story times before, and I'm sure you guys will hear it on other podcasts, but in 1973, when my mother was pregnant with my brother, my mother, my father, my aunt, my grandmother saw a UFO hovering over Yonkers, New York. It was all over the papers. And my father is the realest, most honest person. And he told me what he saw. He saw a UFO and it was close and it was hovering and it was quiet. And he felt like they could throw a rock at it or shoot it. That's how close it was. And in 1 second, it turned into a dot in the sky. That's a true story, everybody. That's real. That's not fake shit. My father told me to this day that he wishes he never saw it because he still thinks about it. It still freaks him out. And my father also told me that he always thought that people that told those stories were crazy and just trying to get attention and nuts. And then he saw it. And it's something that he deals with today. He's like, dude, that I saw some shit. My mother and father saw a UFO in 1973, along with a lot of other people in that area. And it was hovering right over them. And then in 1 second, it was a dot in the sky. That is real shit. Okay. And we've now admitted, the government has admitted that there are UFOs that we can't identify that are not from this world. So if the ET thing and the Jackie Gleason thing and all this UFO thing is now kind of being kind of like, yeah, or at least the UFO thing is, I should say, the Jackie Gleason thing was in a book after he died. Who knows? The ET thing, who knows if that was influenced by a true story that Spielberg heard? But we all know that the UFO thing is true. Okay. Now, Terminator. Let's go to Terminator. Okay. This is a different type of Verzi effect. This is going to get you thinking a little bit. Terminator was what? Robots versus humans fighting. Okay. And in the future, robots got so fucking advanced, there was a war. And that, now I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but now we see robots doing backflips, running with guns, doing all these different things. Elon Musk is saying things about how robots can take over. Other people are saying we need to slow the fuck down and calm down with robots because robots are really, really advanced. And then they asked a question to one robot, like, what's your goal? And one robot said some shit like, oh, to stop the humans or whatever. And I don't know, but I'm looking at 200 years from now and I'm going, imagine if robots take over and there is a war between human beings and robots, because the UFO thing happened and now we watch robots happening. Okay. And Terminator shit was out. So it even makes me, I mean, I'm not even going to get into this, but it even makes me think that time travel is real, that somewhere time, there is a way to time travel and people know shit. And then through stories and things get made. Maybe I'm bugging. No, I'm not on mushrooms right now. No, I'm not on edibles. I'm actually very well rested because I've been sick. I'm getting over my cold. But this is interesting talk. So the UFOs were proven, and now we have robots that definitely are being built. We could all agree on that because that's what's happening. We've seen the robots advance. Okay, Total Recall, cars driving by themselves. Guess what? Now cars are starting to drive by themselves. So we're starting to see that. Are zombies next? It's just a question. Is there going to be a disease that makes you kind of brain dead? Just hear me out. I know this is wild shit. I know this is crazy talk. But it's worth the talk. It's worth the think. Is there going to be some plague? Is there going to be some disease where you basically start rotting away and your brain is gone, but you can walk and talk and you're contagious? And if you give it to somebody, they turn into that. I don't know. But I'm just thinking that if the UFO thing is real and the robot thing is real, why do I keep seeing movies and TV shows? Walking Dead, Army of the Dead. This zombie movie, that zombie movie. It's just a thought. I'm not saying real zombie. I'm not saying somebody's going to die and then come back to life and walk around. But if there was some shit like that, where contagious people were fucking dying and rotting, but for some reason they stayed alive and they were trying to infect other people coming at you like a zombie. That's a horrifying, ridiculous thing to think about. But as horrifying and ridiculous as it is to think, people said that about aliens. People probably said that about self-driving cars. People probably said that about robots. So as much as I love the zombie movies and the zombie games, that would be a horrifying one. Let's hope that that one is one that just stays in Hollywood. Okay, let's just hope that that is not a real a thing that could happen, because I do 100% know that there's UFOs. I 100% believe that there's alien life form. And I 100% believe that robots are going to advance and start maybe taking jobs. And we really need to cool off with that shit. So if that's the case, I just hope that the zombie thing is just Hollywood shit. Okay. So I will leave it at there, but it is something to think about. And then I start thinking about, you know, what's crazy. I start thinking about like how I would live. Like, would I board up my walls? You know, would I like, how much food would I have? Would I just be one of those things where it's like huge fences around the house? Everybody, you know what I mean? You go out there like a dead hunter. I don't know. And then I'm like, no, I would probably just, you know, I'd be one of those guys. I would have food for like 2 years, but me and my friends would like eat it in a month, thinking that the thing was going to be, we'd probably end up all being zombies and shit. We'd probably just be fat Italian zombies, just raiding people's fucking fridges. You don't see Italian zombies. I guess you don't know what they are, but you don't just see a bunch of zombies in fucking velour jackets. Just, you know, you don't see like Fila jackets. Italians are one of the most misrepresented in Hollywood. We are the most typecast. We don't complain. We are the most typecast. Light's too bright. People. You know, it's mob movies. Like I said before, there's no Italians in Harry Potter. How many Italians did you see in Star Wars? How many Italians did you see in Star Trek? None. None. We're underrepresented. How many Italians, you know, do you see on regular TV show? I mean, maybe. I mean, there's some. I get it. But come on. You know, there's not an Italian zombie hunter. You don't see fucking Vinny and his friends going, dude, kill every fuck. Listen to me. If you see one of these dead fucks out, you know, how about that for a movie? The mob meets zombies. Who wouldn't watch that? There's a mob family in Jersey. And because they have such a massive castle house, they had a big party. Here's the storyline. There's a mob family like Sopranos, and they're having a big get together. So all the dons and captains and fucking the head of the family and even friends of the other family. This is just a loaded pool party, but it's at like a castle, big fences, gated community. Here's how the movie starts. You see them partying. Anthony's dancing with the joint on the diving board. Ew! What's going on? Where's the fucking gabagool? Put the sausage on. I told you. At past 4 o'clock, it's going to not taste as good. My friend Dominic at the deli told me. So they start grilling sausages. You know. Then Vinny takes a girlfriend in the fucking garage. She starts making out with her. You got that going on. And you got a bunch of old guineas playing fucking bocce ball in the back. You got all kinds of Italian shit going on. And it's just a big, now unbeknownst to them, a zombie apocalypse is happening. It's all over the news, but they're not watching it. They got they got reruns of The Sopranos on or something. They're watching something else. And it's all over the news, and newscasters are getting killed. And the whole world, okay, except this house and maybe a couple of neighbors in this Italian neighborhood because it's a gated community. One of them goes outside of the front door, right? Yeah, I'm going to go, hey, yeah, make me a plate. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to light a stogie. And he goes outside, and he's got like slippers and a robe on. His trunks are wet. And he starts lighting a Cuban, and he looks up, and there's a couple of zombies at the gate. And he's like, what the fuck? So he calls a couple guys. They go out and say, hey, hey, leave the kids in the back. Something's going on. They come out with guns. Boom. Then you're into the movie. A mafia family versus a zombie apocalypse. Who's not paying for that? One fat Italian comes out. He's got like grease from the pepperoni down his face. He's got a handgun. He starts shooting these things. It would be one of the most epic movies ever. Let's come up with the title now. What would be a good title? Mafia Debt. I don't know. We got to think of Mafia and Zombies is tough, you know. You know, then one recognizes that one of the zombies is their cousin and he can't accept it. And he's like, let him in the party. He's not that sick. And they're like, no, Anthony, he's fucking dead. You got to shoot him. That's my cousin. He's got the best bakery. Guys, I know this is a silly Verzi effect. I know. Sometimes they're not going to be all me ranting mad. Sometimes it's just, this is what it is. This is what the show is. It's just me talking. This is the Verzi effect, guys. But think about it. Mafia versus zombies. Italians misrepresented. Where's the Italian Indiana Jones? He doesn't exist. We do have Rambo. Okay, we do have Rambo. And we do have Rocky. Thank God. Rambo, Stallone saved us. Because other than mob movies, it's just Stallone. Rambo and Rocky saved us. That's where, and they didn't want him. Do you know that? They didn't want Sylvester Stallone to play Rocky. They wanted to give him $1 million for a script, and he said no. Then he ends up keeping the script, starring in it himself, and winning an Oscar and becoming Sly Stallone. So there's a lesson from a great Italian man. Let's talk about, what else do we have to talk about today? I guess unacceptable for the week is just fans going to sporting events, throwing shit and spitting, thinking that they're funny and all they're doing is ruin it for other people, because it's going to make more restrictions. It's going to make you not be able to get up and go certain places in the stadium or arena. So that's the unacceptable for 498. And we covered a lot of weird stuff, right? But I think we got educated, because I think that the UFO thing and the robot thing makes you think about the zombie thing. And then we figured out a mob family versus zombies. I mean, and you could star anybody in that. You could star anybody in that. Oh, I wanted to say this too, guys. People asking me about California. I will be going to California this week. As a matter of fact, I'm flying in Sunday, and there is a show I'm doing. I'm jumping on the Supernova show Sunday. I'll be in California, and I'm doing some really popular podcasts out in LA. And then on the 11th and 12th, I'm flying to Austin, Texas, and I will be doing the Vulcan Gas Company at 7:30 on June 11th, Friday. And I will be doing the Vulcan Gas Company June 12th on Saturday at 7:30. Two shows, tickets are available at Big Laugh Comedy. You can go to biglaughcomedy.com, Vulcan Gas Company website, paulverzi.com website, get those tickets. And then in late June, June 25th, 26th, I will be at one of my favorite places, Wise Guys Comedy Club in Salt Lake City, Utah. Cannot wait to get out there for those. That should be awesome. So I hope I see you guys at a show over there. I don't know why this is so bright. So definitely, now it's not bright. I don't know. Definitely get tickets to all of those shows. And guys, I'm really happy about this announcement. It looks like we're finalizing. We just have to make sure, but it looks like I will be shooting my special. I will give a final confirmed date, but it looks like I will be shooting my next special in September. And now unbelievable shit is going on with COVID. Unbelievable shit with COVID surcharges and performing places. They charge shit. So we really have to be careful on this one, where we can shoot it, when. I got to get this done. So I don't know if traveling is going to work. So I don't know, but it looks like it will be in September, and it will be released later this year. I'm super excited about it. That confirmation is coming very, very soon. And I'm really, like I said, man, I got, you know, such cool stuff coming, big announcement coming with that. But you guys are going to see, for the people that are fans and have been on the road and saw the hour or saw a lot of the hour, I'm excited to finally be putting that out for everybody to see and do some traveling. And I'm also happy to announce too, guys, that tickets right now are on sale for my first theater show, my first like big theater show. October 22nd, Wilbur Theater, Boston, Massachusetts, October 22. Get tickets right now. I'd love to sell it out and add one. This is my first big theater, so I don't know what's going to happen with that, but buy tickets, tell people, travel to it. Boston's a great city. You see how I even got Boston. You get fucking clams, kid. You go down there, you get oysters at the Union fucking house down there, kid. It's the oldest restaurant. They still got a dummy waiter. It's fucking tits, kid. You go down there, then we go see Verzi at the comedy show, the kid's pisser. Get tickets October 22nd. Travel, bring a babysitter, take the kids to Faneuil Hall, go to the freaking, what do they got, the aquarium there, the zoo. Then let the babysitter take the kids to the hotel. You and the wife, whoever, friend, go out to the comedy show, have a good time, then go out and party afterwards. And there you go. You have a great night in Boston watching yours truly bust out a nice hour of stand up there for you on the stage. So how about all of that? Got my lawn people here interrupting the end of the podcast. This kid's running around on a fucking, I got five kids right now, three kids running around my yard with these guys whip through my property really quickly. But I'm feeling better, guys. I got scared that I had COVID again. I'm fully vaccinated and I got scared I had COVID again because I was coughing like crazy. It got worse at night. I know allergies are out there, but this just felt weird. It kind of came out of nowhere. I was tired. I was like exhausted. I went to the doctor. They gave me like an inhaler. They gave me a nose spray. They gave me antibiotics and I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. I sound better. I'm getting rested and shit. But yeah, man, this allergies, like I never thought, I'm never making fun of somebody with allergies. Like I'm never going to be like, oh, allergies, really? Is that what's crippling? This shit is crippling. Allergies is some wild, crazy, like sniffling, sneezing, rubbing your eyes, like really like debilitating. Like I never thought, I got it in my 30s. I never thought allergies would be this debilitating. I'm in rough shape, like rough shape. And I'm sneezing, I'm rubbing my eyes, I'm coughing. It sucks. You know, so just like I talked on my last episode about people making fun of Truly and hard seltzers, stop making fun of people with allergies. This shit is real. It's another thing too. How about Italians in commercials? You never see an Italian kid in a commercial sneezing. Go, yo, my allergies, this shit is wild. I mean, I know they probably couldn't curse. Actually, if you had an Italian kid keep sneezing, he'd start yelling at the director. How many fucking takes we need? It's not even a real sneeze. Am I getting scale for this? Like, what am I in the union? All right, what time is it? It's 1:50. It's 1:51. Yeah. We need Italians. That's the name of this episode. We need Italians. If there's a zombie apocalypse, who do you feel better with? Mob guys? Or some hipster looking dude in the woods, like in, you know, some hipster looking dude going like, come this way. No. You're going to go with a couple of Italians smoking cigars. You know, Italians will try to feed the zombies. No, calm down. Don't bite me. Listen to me. Don't bite me. This is my grandmother's meatball. He's going to start having zombies hanging out in the front yard. Oh, God, I'm in a goofy mood. No, listen. I talked to him. We sat down. Listen to me. I talked to him. Okay? The zombie, if an Italian was across the zombie, he gave him food. Listen, don't bite me. This is my grandmother's meatballs. Take a bite of it. Listen. And then all of a sudden, you got to kill it. No. I talked to him. He took a bite. He likes it. He's going to sit there. He's going to behave himself. You going to behave yourself, zombie? He's going to behave. He acted like a gentleman. He liked my grandma's meatball. Leave him alone, Tony. All right, guys. I don't know what I'm talking about here. I'm in a very creative mood, as you could imagine. But I hope to see you guys. I hope to see you guys. I'm not on cocaine. I'm rubbing my nose because it's itchy. I'm not on cocaine. I promise. You guys are like, what? You come back from Tampa, cocaine? Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the version. I'm sorry. This guy's on a motorcycle. I mean, sounds like this guy's on a motorcycle outside the window. He's doing my lawn. What could I do? Thank you guys so much. I hope to see you in Austin, Texas. June 11th and 12th, Vulcan Gas Company. Scoop those ticks. You can get them at the Vulcan. You get them on paulbrizzi.com. Scoop the ticks for June 25th, 26th. Wise Guys Comedy Club, Salt Lake City. Scoop the ticks. You guys are the best, man. I really appreciate you guys listening to this. Please pass the word, spread the word. The Verzi Effect is very new to online and new to a YouTube channel. It has all been audio for so many years. So we're trying to get this thing out there. So please, continue to spread the word. I really appreciate it. And, I can't thank you guys enough for all of the love and support out at the shows. Check out, my web, my YouTube channel, and we're going to be putting some more stand-up clips on there and all that stuff. So I want to thank you guys. Love you guys. Until the next episode, I am out of here. I will talk to you soon. Go Knicks tonight. If you lose, amazing season. Vegas had us dead last. If you lose, it's a great season. If you win, maybe we try to get it to a game seven and see what happens. Go New York, go New York, go. The only New York team. Forget those rats in Brooklyn. It's MSG. It's Knicks for life. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. I'm out.